For each of the last 3 years, around 130,000 third graders across the state take a reading test to track their proficiency. They have several chances to take that test throughout the school year and summer break to reach the score that's needed in order to advance to fourth grade. But district officials in Akron, Canton, and Columbus fear that many of their students won't hit that mark because of a problem with the tests. Columbus City School spokesperson Scott Varner says they're looking to state education leaders for help.
This isn't necessarily about a dumbing down of standards, but instead an inequity in how the state uses alternative assessments to measure the skills that and proficiency that students have.
Here's the problem, according to Varner and the other districts. There are 5 tests that students can take, the official state test, or 4 alternative tests. The Ohio Department of Education sets the bar for the score a student needs to get on that state test in order to move out of third grade reading. Some call it a promotional score, others a cut score. ODE then takes that state score, works with the alternative test vendors, and determines what the promotional score would be for those tests as well. But Varner says data officials in Columbus have determined the promotional score on their alternative tests, the NWEA MAP test, is not equivalent to the state test. In other words, the students have to perform better on the alternative test compared to the state test. Varner argues that these alternative assessments are for students who might perform better with a test that approaches the subject in a different way,
which creates an unfair roadblock to those students who, simply because they test differently, now must reach a higher score than others.
Stephanie Dodd, a state school board member, says they need to start looking into more data about this problem immediately.
I would say it certainly looks as if something is not correct, and it's something that I feel we need to, as the department and the districts and the vendors need to look into, to dig a little deeper to find out what's going on.
For Dodd, she believes if an inaccuracy is discovered and the promotional scores do not align, then it's possible to adjust those scores and apply the new ones retroactively.
If they do say the score should be lower, then we do need to look at then saying, well, then certainly these students maybe did meet the promotion score and should move on.
The education department did not have anyone available to comment, but did send out a lengthy written statement. In it, ODE defends the third grade reading guarantee and the important role it can play in a student's future learning. The department added that they're seeing a 10% increase of students reaching the promotional score compared to this time last year. However, they are also dedicated to researching this issue more as additional data comes in. The summer gives students one last shot at taking the tests, something Varner says has helped in the past.
But this year, that hurdle is so much higher because so many more students were facing the possibility of being held back because of these changed and inequitable scores.
Districts, including Columbus, tend to administer the test along with an alternative test to see which one a student does better on. Dodd believes further investigation into the possible problem will happen quickly and hopes to have a resolution before the beginning of the new school year. Andy Chow, at the Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.